Big news for clubs in New South Wales. Pubs, restaurants, cafes extended to 50 as of next Monday. However, for larger clubs, I've mentioned this a number of times this morning, the maximum they can get in is 500. One such club, of course, is Panthers. That's the Penrith Leagues Club, Panthers as it's known, out there at Mulgoa Road, Penrith. The group CEO of Panthers, because they have a number of other clubs under their control, is Brian Fletcher, and he's on the line. G'day, Fletch.
Morning, Ray.
Bit of a celebration come Monday, I guess, will it?
Well, it's nice to be back open, Ray, but it, from a financial model, it's going to be very, very difficult in a big place like Panthers at Penrith to allow only 500 people. Penrith is, the size of Penrith is 30,000 square metres, so we'll only have parts of the club open. We can't open the whole club, and we're just working through the details of it. It's only announced Friday, so the details are a bit scanty at the moment on exactly how it works. So we're working through that with clubs in New South Wales, and hopefully we'll get a full understanding by the end of the week. But at this stage, it's, we've got 10 restaurants at Panthers, so we could have 50 in each restaurant. They can migrate from there to other areas, and but we've got a maximum of 500. That's going to be difficult to control.
Well, given that you've probably done the mathematics and given the size of your establishment at Panthers, how many could you get in there while still observing those social distancing rules? I notice it's one person per 4 square metres. You can figure that out for me. Could it be 1,000?
Well, if you divided the 30,000 by 4, it's 7,500.
Yeah.
And at times, like we've had 10,000 in the place after a game of football against South or the Roosters and so forth. And so, like 500 scattered all around the place. As I said, it's nice to be open, but it's not, once we, the first 2 weeks in March when we went on to social distancing, when we're allowed 100 per area, our business dropped overnight 50%. Turnover when you, everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a far different model to the 500 you're looking at the moment from next Monday. I mean,
That's half the model again.
Yeah.
I know.
We don't want to sound like you're whinging, but, you know, it's something. It's something for your staff to do as opposed to locking the doors. On a good Friday night or a good Thursday night, I don't know what your best night of trade is, how many people do you get through the doors? How many people, either as members or guests, do you get through the doors?
On a Friday night, you'd get up to 8,000. In and out of the place, say from 6 o'clock till early hours of the morning.
Okay, now so it's not great, but as you keep stressing, at least we're open. Let's go to the other clubs, Bathurst Panthers. How will you operate it? Will it be able to open?
Yeah, they'll all be able to open, right? They'll be on probably Bathurst is 4,000 square metres. They've probably got 4 or 5 restaurants inside the place, so they'll all go down in scale sort of thing. We'll be 500. Port Macquarie will probably be, say, 350, Bathurst 250, North Richmond and Glenbrook a couple of hundred each. So, but once we get the further details, we'll work that out, but basically that'll be about it. But hopefully if we can get through the first few weeks and everything goes 100%, a few of these rules will change and allow more people. You won't come into a cleaner place than any club in New South Wales under the new rules, like the amount of sanitizers you got around and the hygiene and everything. Like it'll be a place where you'd want to come because it'll be clean, tidy, and we'll have people cleaning all day and all night as well.
I've been to a couple of concerts out there, and then I've made my way through the club, and you've got a whole range of people, entertainers in the piano area, in the other area, entertaining your large crowds. Just like your workers who are on JobKeeper, those poor buggers are unemployed and still unemployed, I suspect, with the 500 limit you've got at the moment. I mean, the entertainment industry has just been hit between the eyes with a cricket bat.
Oh, they have right now. And look, as you said, we've got the Eben Theatre, which holds 700 people. I think we cancelled something like 34 shows up until September. And all those people, yep, they're unemployed and they don't go on to JobKeeper. We've had 640-odd people of our own staff were able to get on to JobKeeper, which was a godsend.
And that's why, I mean, I just want to stress with you while I was talking to the Treasurer earlier about the fact that there are some companies making people redundant. You called it a godsend. It saved the economy. The fact that these poor people normally employed on much more money, obviously, than what they're getting at the moment, some on less money if they're casuals or part-timers with a long history being employed by the club, but these people are getting $1,500, and I don't begrudge them, Brian, They haven't been able to work. The poor buggers haven't been able to go to work, but at least they're getting something every fortnight to help pay their rent, their mortgage, and sustain themselves.
Well, they can survive, Ray. And the thing about it is, all the staff that we've had here, we put on JobKeeper, they've been magnificent. They come in for a couple of days a week to keep the place clean and tidy, or we run a little coffee shop and so forth. And not one of them that you ask to come in to do something, they don't have to come in. They can stay on the JobKeeper and not work. But we've never had one of them say no.
Well, mate, it's a very, very tough time. You've got football resuming, of course, on Thursday. And, you know, that's good news for the football side of your operation. You know, there's some interest. I know we've got a lot of listeners in the Penrith area who support the Panthers, and they can't wait for the team to get back on the paddock and all the rest of it. But, I mean, in real terms, if things go according to plan, June 1, get through June, July, you'd think by August into September there'd be some sense of normality as far as your organisations are concerned, not just Panthers but the other ones you've mentioned.
Yeah, well, exactly, Ray. But and even with the football, like the football's been a massive black hole for us because we normally net nearly $5 million out of sponsorship and functions and corporate boxes and so forth. And you know that figure's nil at the moment. So if we can get them back at the football in August as well and have the last couple of months of that, that'll be a big relief for us as well.
Mm. Well, you've got a game at Campbelltown against the Knights. 4:05 on Sunday afternoon. So all your Panthers fans will be able to see that on 9 and on Fox and hopefully cheer your side home.
That's what we need, Ray, to come out of this with a very good football side and that'll help us recover.
Geez, you've been through some traumas, as both we have over long periods in our careers, but neither of us have seen anything like this, Fletch, honestly. Just absolutely horrendous.
I haven't, Ray. Like, you all witnessed bad times and terrible times, but this is something just completely out of the ordinary. And nobody's seen it coming, which is natural. Nobody would. But getting through it's going to be the problem. I don't know how long it's going to take to recover. Our estimates here that our organisation will take 24 months with a bit of normality. And you know, we've got to be hopefully that nothing else goes wrong.
Anyway, it happens again. And I guess even with restricted numbers, those clubs you've mentioned at Port, North Richmond, Bathurst and the others that are part of the Panthers group, including the big one, the home base, at least the doors will be open, people will be working, and it won't just be cleaners walking through the place and the odd cup of coffee. It'll be something getting back towards normal, but a long way removed from it.
Yeah, exactly, Ray. And just hopefully we have a bit of luck with the patrons and everything goes well, and there'll be some new rules in another couple of weeks which extend that number.
All right, mate. Thanks for talking to me. I think it gives people an overall view. And, I mean, we talk about 500, then you compare it with 8,000 on a normal Friday night. You can see how inconsequential 500 is. But I do appreciate the fact that you've put your head down and you said, OK, we're going to start here and see where we finish.
Exactly. Thanks, Ray.
Good on you, mate. Thanks very much. Brian Fletcher, the group CEO of Panthers. And they do, of course, run a number of clubs in other parts of New South Wales, including Panthers at Port. They've got that North Richmond club, which is a little bottler. And the Bathurst Panthers, run by John Fernley, so expertly up there. 13, and by the way, just in case anyone's thinking, no, they're not sponsors of ours. 131873 is the open line number, 2GB.com. And I suspect, given what Fletch just said, they won't be for another 24 months anyway. 2GB.com, 4BC.com.au if you'd like to join us. It's 10:27.